Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 14 with Melanie Endres. She's the sales director for Code Factory. And we had an announcement that just came out yesterday that kind of surprised a lot of us. Eloquence on an Android phone. Melanie, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hello, J.J.
So show us, let's hear this. Show us what you have here. ETI Eloquence, wow.
Yes.
And you're running that on an Android device?
On an Android device, yes. It's 100% compatible with TalkBack, obviously also with our own Android screen reader solution, mobile accessibility.
Okay. Do you know which version of Android you have to have? Does it matter? Or probably anything current, right?
All ice cream sandwich and above.
Ice cream sandwich and above. I think some people might be interested. Let's to see how fast this voice can go.
Should we?
Let's see how fast we can make it. Fastest.
There you go.
Whoa.
Pretty fast.
That's been one of the complaints I know for both Android or iPhone, that the voices just don't go fast enough for people. And that's our Eloquence that we've known for years and years.
Yes, and that was the huge motivation behind that product. We had so many people coming up to us. I mean, by now the Android user base is it's a huge community, and we also had them come back and say, okay, what about a great voice? We want our Eloquence voice back.
How did you do that? Because it's been pretty much widely assumed that Eloquence is dead, and you know, Nuance didn't want to do anything with Eloquence anymore. So you just talked them into it somehow, I guess, right?
Well, since we brought out together mobile accessibility for Android, that's a joint product of Code Factory and Nuance, using actually the Vocalizer TTS.
Right.
We've just seen that was such a huge success we had on that product, and so many people just come back to us and like, please, can we not have our voice back?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just something we also owe to the people. That's something we've done in the past, and it had a huge success, and we got people, let's call it, addicted to it.
Right.
Why not give it back to them? So we've made the effort together with Nuance to bring out the product on the Android platform.
Does it support other languages?
It does support the most common ones.
Okay.
FX, English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, and Portuguese.
Okay.
And you have the US, obviously, and the UK English.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Canadians might be happy to know we have Canadian French and the regular French.
Oh, good.
And, of course, also Mexican and Spanish.
All right. So this is a beta right now, or when do you expect this to be released?
I would say the latest should be 2 months.
Okay. And have you decided on a cost for this yet? Or?
Around $20.
Okay. Would that give you all the different voices and different languages?
Yes. It's a whole installer packet, and you get all the voices.
Okay. So, of course, anybody who's using TalkBack or whatever screen reader would be able to download it from Google Play and
yes, exactly.
And use this. Okay. That's awesome. And there really isn't much of a demo needed here. I mean, it seemed very responsive and fast, and definitely we'll look forward to following that. Code Factory in general, of course, you guys did mobile speak for many years, and of course those phones have died off, and you dabbled with Android and mobile accessibility and Windows Phone, but a lot of software now is being built into the phone. So where does that do for the future of Code Factory, and besides Eloquence, what else, other plans do you guys, what are you getting into now?
Well, we're working a lot now in our accessibility consulting.
Mm-hmm.
Accessibility consulting for us means we really need to educate and fix that application developers have an accessibility in mind when they do an application. Because as you said before, JJ, now all platforms are basically more or less accessible.
Mm-hmm. In varying degrees, yeah.
Yes,
for sure.
And
so, what are there specific app companies that you've worked with before in the past, or any examples that you can give, or what type of consulting do you do the most?
Well, I mean, what's really important is, like, a company, for example, we have a huge Spanish customer, which is a Spanish bank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they bring out the applications to avoid you the hassle of having to go down to your local bank store.
Mm-hmm.
So why not make this accessible to all your customers? How can a bank bring out an application that's not accessible to their blind and visually impaired customers?
Okay.
Do
you focus on Android, or do you do this for any mobile platform?
Any platform.
So whether it's iOS or Windows Phone or whatever.
Or BlackBerry or any platform, yes. I think it's just like reusing our experience, not what we've been running into the past couple of years when we always had this problem, our customers calling us up and saying, my screen reader doesn't work with the latest version of Skype or of Facebook or of WhatsApp. Help us. And we really had to explain again and again.
Right.
It's not our fault. It's not the screen reader's fault. It's the application's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So we think it's really important for all developers to be a bit more educated in this field.
Okay. That's great. So companies would come to you, or obviously, do you have some sort of a project? Do you guys do user testing, or what types of consulting do you do? Are you just providing general guidance as far as how to make an app the most accessible, or?
No, we're actually offering a very customized service.
Okay.
Depending on what stage the application is,
sure.
We need to focus in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
The most common at the moment is still, we have an application and now we have a lot of customer complaints. It's not accessible.
And we don't know what to do.
Exactly.
Right.
So we do a testing. I mean, we still have a huge group of beta testers from our days of developing all our screen readers all over different platforms that are very helpful as well when it comes to evaluating applications.
Okay.
We give the company a report back telling them what they need to fix and how to fix it, or they can get us to fix it for them.
Are you currently seeking more user testers for that, or are you pretty well set right now?
Well, I think we can say you never have too many testers that are willing to help us to improve accessibility on mobile devices. So if someone is interested, they can always feel free to contact us, and we'll be happy to count with them.
So back to mobile accessibility for a quick moment. How do you see the future of that, especially for Android? Is that still going to be a relevant product, or is eventually TalkBack going to get good enough to where it won't be needed anymore?
I mean, it's very important, let's say, for those users that really are using our product within the accessibility suite.
Okay.
Let's call them the not so advanced users on the Android platform.
Mm-hmm.
That's just really, really safe within the suite of applications.
Right.
So we have thousands and thousands of users in the US. It has been a really huge success, this product.
Mm-hmm.
You're
partnered with most of the major cell phone providers.
Helped.
Right. Well, sure.
And
obviously they're happy with what they've continued to partner with you.
Oh, yes, definitely. So
we'll
keep on developing this. And then mobile accessibility in the US, it's not that much of a problem, but it is a huge issue in other countries because the Android platform doesn't really come with any usable voices.
Right.
So you have the main ethics. Once again, those voices are basically covered with the Bico voices from Android. But when it comes outside this 5-6 main languages,
right.
Russia, for example, there's no Russian voice available on Android. So our mobile accessibility that comes in different languages with already the voices, it's very important that we keep on doing that product for those countries.
Have you done more work with Microsoft as far as, are they doing their own built-in accessibility for Windows Phone now? I know there was a first version, but it was still, missing a little bit of functionality as far as Windows Phone access.
I think that will be your next stop. You have them just right behind you,
okay.
Microsoft booth.
Right.
So, I mean, what we did the mobile accessibility suite, as was asked for by Microsoft, and that's where our collaboration for now with Microsoft finishes.
Okay, awesome. Well, great. Well, if people want to learn more about Eloquence or the consulting or anything else, what's the best way to get in contact with you guys?
I think it's always good to first check out our website where you have all the current information available. It's www.codefactory.es.
Mm-hmm.
If not, they can always drop us an email at sales@codefactory.es and we will get back to them with all the information they need.
Great. Melanie, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Blind Bargains is your home for the latest assistive technology news and reviews. visit us at blindbargains.com or follow Blind Bargains on Twitter for the inside scoop.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.